The game has just started. The Nuggets have a 6-5 lead on the Rockets. The Rockets are terrible. They're 14-41. And the Nuggets did all right. Did all right, at least right off the bat, without Jamal Murray. We're joined by George Carl, our fan Nuggets analyst, joining us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Coach, how do you like the new look Nuggets without Jamal Murray in the lineup?
Oh, I'm still a little sad by it.
Oh, well, of course, of course.
I think they're going to win a lot of games. I think they're very capable of finishing off the season in a positive way, even though the nightmare that came down a couple days ago is going to be heavy for a while. And I think that, you know, everybody wants to look at the what's not going to happen. The positive about an injury like this is players get more focused. They get more demanding of themselves. And the playoffs do that too. So you're in a stage in the season that you got, you know, you had expectations of championship. And now you have, what are the expectations of a still a damn good basketball team? I don't know if you can take it to a higher land of maybe this is a year we could win the NBA. But, and then the nightmare of all of this is, I don't know how they get away from the L.A. Lakers.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's the one heavy, because I'm a LeBron James guy. I think he's a championship player. He's one of the, if not the, one of the best players ever to play the game. And to draw them in the first round. But don't overreact to that. You know, just, okay, if that's the challenge we get. Get prepared and go after it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't think many people are going to think that they're capable of beating a healthy Laker team.
Can they?
It would be difficult, but I think they can win games in that series. But the question you must ask right now is how healthy is the LA Lakers? And this scenario of LeBron and Anthony Davis missing all these games, and then, I mean, their personality is going to change dynamically when LeBron and Anthony Davis come back. The personality of the Nuggets is going to change somewhat. But the foundation of Jokic being the best player in the game this year, and they have a lot of other good players that they can distribute responsibilities around and roles around to where they'll play well. They'll have moments where they play well. They'll probably have moments where they won't play well. But I still think the pendulum should be on the positive side. This season has been a good year. And how do we make it better?
George, felt like a few days ago the Nuggets were in hot pursuit of Austin Rivers. I haven't heard a ton in regards to that recently, but is there a player, or maybe Austin Rivers is the guy that you think the Nuggets should go out and sign?
Well, I think Austin Rivers is a good choice, but I think don't overreact to the guy you're going to bring in being the savior of this team. It's going to be by committee. Austin Rivers can come in here and maybe in a playoff series help you win a game. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to be the reason you win a series. It's got to be by committee. You know, Porter Jr. and Will Barton got to step up because they're starters, and there's 20 points to be had in the starting lineup. But the bench has got to play better. And the problem right now, the bench has been probably the one that's made me a little nervous. The couple of games when they played really poorly, the bench has played really, really poorly. And so can they get back in track? 17 games is plenty of time to get back in track. And I think there's going to be a lot of maneuvering from the 4 seed to the 8 seed. Do we really know where we're going to finish? Do we know what the Lakers are going to be? Are the Lakers going to be 4, 5, 6,
mm-hmm.
7? And you got two good teams in Portland and Dallas that I think are dangerous in the first round. So I think all these teams are kind of looking around saying, who's our best matchup against? And then in the last 5 or 6 games of the season, there might be some maneuvering. You might see some load management going on, and all of a sudden, You know, the Lakers might want to lose a game, and maybe they don't want. Maybe they want. I don't know. I don't think they probably want the Clippers in the first round, but do they want Denver in the first round? Who do they think they're better against? And the Lakers have dealt themselves, instead of an easy first round opponent, they're going to have a difficult first round opponent. And, you know, in Denver, in my time in Denver, I think we lost to the champions, I think four, maybe five times. So, you know, there's nothing. I mean, if the Lakers are the first round, they win the championship. It's the process that created the year to lose in the first round, not necessarily that you played that way.
You mentioned 17 games left. At what point as a coach do you change your strategy from regular season mode to getting the guys ready for the playoffs?
I would try to take at least a half a dozen of these games against quality opponents and try to push it a little bit towards a playoff mentality. A little more preparation, a little more awareness that, hey, this might be a team that we play in the first or second round. And let's get value out of this game by playing it as a playoff game. And, you know, your preparation, instead of being a short shoot-around, it might be a little bit longer shoot-around. Mm-hmm. Or your film study, instead of being, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, you might be a little bit longer. And so you're trying to take small dosages of preparation and get it to them before the playoffs, trying to get them to perform with playoff intensity and focus.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate it. We'll keep our eyes on the Nuggets as they're playing the pathetic, as it turns out, pathetic Rockets here tonight. And we'll check in with you next week. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
There's our guy, George Call. Thank you. Brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. So we were going to have an awesome sports NATO here tonight, Tyler, but it withered. And the Rockies game got snowed out. Doubleheader tomorrow. And the Avs are a little bit more serious. They've got some COVID issues.
Weak baseball. Oh, it's too cold. Really? I can't play baseball because it's cold.
Really?
Oh.
Seriously?
Oh.
21-11, Nuggets already blowing out the pathetic Rockets, so they're off to a great start. It's the Drive on the Fan.